Welcome to another episode of the Blemished Beauty Podcast. This podcast was designed with you in mind. If you're ready to erase the norm and embrace the truth, come pull up a chair, grab a journal, and tell a friend that your favorite Jersey girl is back with another episode. So let's get into it. Hey, y'all. So let me tell you, I am super, super, super excited about this episode. I think you guys are going to love this episode. Now, y'all know I usually just interview one person, but today I get to interview two amazing women, two women that I absolutely follow and I love and adore their content. I want you guys to really sit back, relax, take some notes, let everything settle in, because today we are going to give you some sisterly advice. Today's episode is entitled The Preparation, because this is dedicated to the ladies. We are going to tell you some things that we wish we would have known prior to being women, prior to being mothers, prior to being wives and soon to be wives. So I hope you guys enjoy. My guest today is Ty Washington. She is the host of her very own podcast, Talk Around Town with Ty. And I kid you not, as soon as you put it on, you're going to just remember her. You're going to remember her theme song, and it's going to play in your head for the rest of the day, I promise you. And then the other lady that I am bringing to the stage is Miss Lady A. She is the host of Lady A Motivation, and I absolutely adore her. Both of these ladies are like my sisters, and I can't wait for you guys to meet them. So after the interlude, I'm going to bring these ladies to the stage, and we're going to have our conversation. Come. Hey, ladies.
Hey.
I'm excited.
Hey, you guys.
Hello. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
So what I'm going to do, you guys, I'm going to allow one of you one at a time to tell the people who you are, tell them about yourselves, and give them all the details about you, because they're going to love you guys just as much as I do. Probably not as much as I do, but they're going to love you guys. So I'm going to start with Ty, and then we're going to end it off with Lady A.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I am Ty. I have a podcast myself, like was spoken earlier. It's called Talk Around Town with Ty. I am a mother of three that I've birthed, and an actual mother of eight, all in whole, with a dog included. I'm here. I'm just a loving person all around, woman of God, first and foremost, God fearing. He is the head of my life. I'm actually also evangelist, something I don't speak about to everybody, but I'm an evangelist, just a new ordained evangelist, but I've been evangelizing all my life. I believe that anything that has to do with our purpose, we've already been walking in it. Sometimes we just don't know until we know. And so, I come here today to grace this particular podcast to just allow you guys to know that we can make it through whatever it is that we're going through with Christ, and never to forget that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And that's what he says in his word, Philippians 4 and 13. And I'm just excited to be here. I'm excited for what God is going to do today. I'm excited to share my life and my experiences with you guys, and hoping that you guys are blessed. And I believe you guys will be blessed. I believe that somebody will be blessed based off what it is that is spoken here today. And I'm just thankful. Again, I'm a mother. I don't like to go into signs and stuff, but I was born in October. I'll be 41 this year. I'm married. I've been married for almost 8 years in January. And to a cool, pretty cool guy for the most part, and just trying to live life, loving God, trying to love all my sisters, one sister at a time, and trying to build a sisterhood. So being here is the reason why I want to say it's so amazing, because this woman that has this podcast, my sis, is absolutely amazing. I love her so much, and I'm so thankful that she's allowed me to grace her podcast today.
Hello, 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 everyone. Good morning. This is your lady, Lady A Motivation, where it stands for love, accept, develop yourself, always in Him. First of all, I just want to thank Shira for allowing me to be here. Thank God for His grace and mercy. I am here just to, like Ms. Ty said, to share my experiences, to give y'all some advice. I too am a mother of a 16-year-old daughter. Shout out to my daughter Bree. I am in a wonderful relationship with a sweet guy. I just love the Lord. I do. I have been in church all my life, and I'm going to tell you this: without God, I am nothing. You hear me? So my favorite scripture that I like to live by is Matthew 6:33, and it says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." So as long as you seek Him, you stay focused on Him, everything that He has for you, it will be attached to you. So I am just excited. I am ready. These beautiful ladies, oh, I'm just loving their energy. So thank God for this moment. Yes. So, yeah. I'm so excited.
See, already. Ready. And we only 7 minutes in. So let me ask you, ladies, because, you know, Lady A, you already quoted a scripture, and you guys keep saying woman, 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 right? So for someone who is coming into Christ and they're a new woman coming into Christ, we are told to be Proverbs 31 women. What does that mean to you? And how do you continue to implement it? Because when you don't know, and Ty, we've had this conversation the other day, when you don't know yourself, because your episode, Get Right Within, right? When you don't know who you are, you walk and talk just however. But once you come into Christ and once you tap into the knowledge and you read the word and you really know Him for yourself, you kind of start to exude the characteristics that He tells you, you know? So I want to know from you all, either one of you can go, or if you want to keep the same rotation so it's easier. What does Proverbs 31 woman mean to you? And just explain it to the women who may be watching.
Okay, so I'll go since that was the order. For me, the Proverbs 31 woman is a noble woman, because this is what the word states. So noble meaning fair, meaning just, meaning humble. And I think when it comes down to being a Proverbs 31 woman, you definitely have to be all of the things. But also being a Proverbs 31 woman, I think we have to realize that although it didn't speak about the Proverbs 31 woman's flaws, understanding that we are human, understanding that doing everything that you can do for your family and for your community and for those that you love, it's absolutely a beautiful thing, and it's absolutely something that we can do. I believe that as a woman, we can do all things because God has given us the strength, as He says in Philippians 4 and 13. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, right? But what we have to realize in real time is that although they speak about all the things that the Proverbs 31 woman is, we have to make realization of the word. And just because you may fall short in certain areas, that it doesn't take away from that. I think for me, when I first read Proverbs 31, and not understanding, not being in a place in Christ, not in my full development, basically, like I wasn't all the way there. So coming in new, And reading something like Proverbs 31 is very challenging because you really want to be all the things. You want to do all the things. You want to know all the things. And then when you are not in areas where you have fallen short, start to wonder if you are the Proverbs 31 woman or can you be the Proverbs 31 woman? So I think for me, it comes with realization that even though you may make mistakes, you may fall short, because we're going to fall short daily, because this is what the word says. So even though Proverbs 31 woman was amazing, she was not perfect. And I think that's what I took from it. Although it states all the good accolades and all the things that she did, we, in real time, we have to realize that the word of God says that we'll never be perfect, that he knows that. And it's nothing to say that you should go and try to do wrong, or it's okay to make mistakes. We're gonna all make mistakes. But what I'm saying that to say is we're gonna fall short. So just because you may made a mistake doesn't take away from the Proverbs 31 woman that you are. Just because you may fall short, it doesn't take away from the Proverbs 31 woman that you are. And what I would say to anybody that's new in Christ, any woman that's new in Christ, give yourself grace. Understand that God gives grace and mercy. So who are we to beat ourselves up and to be super hard on ourselves when the giver of life has given us grace and mercy? And we all too, as women of God, can achieve the goal. We are Proverbs 31 women. We just have to tap into the spirit of God that's within us. And I believe in order to walk out the Proverbs 31 woman, you definitely have to be in tune with your word. You have to be in tune with God. You have to be in tune with the Holy Spirit, which is God. You have to be in tune in those areas in order to walk in what God has for us. That goes throughout the Bible, period. In order to be a leader, we must first follow. So we have to follow the word of God to show ourselves, you know, in the right manner. Because if I'm not following the word of God and I don't know the word of God, how can I be what God has spoken? So the first step in being a Proverbs 31 woman is that you need to lay before God. You need to get into your word. You need to start understanding what it is to sit in a place with God, not even speaking, and allow God to download in you. It comes to that point for me that it's definitely something that's achievable. I believe that we all women of Christ are Proverbs 31 women. The thing is, you have to tap into what God has placed in you. And once you tap into his word, and once you tap into him, meaning spending time learning him for yourself, fasting and praying and those things, then and only then will you have the endurance and understanding of what it truly means to be the Proverbs 31 woman and to walk in it.
I love that because as you were talking, you were mentioning something about perfection. And when you hear certain things in the Bible, especially coming into Christ, it automatically gives you that heaviness of I gotta be perfect. Like Proverbs 31 is perfect. Like for me, when I saw like my mother-in-law from my first husband, I thought being saved was you had to wear your skirt down to your ankles, you had to wear stockings, you couldn't listen to no R&B. Like you had to be perfect, and that gives you some sort of anxiety because it's like, well, I don't think I can ever achieve that. And that is one of the misconceptions. That's another question that I have after this. One of the misconceptions about, you know, being a woman of God and all the things that we perceive it to be versus what it is. It's a daily thing that you're doing. You're constantly evolving. You will never reach, you know, from level 1 to 100. You'll never get to 100, but every day you get further from who you were and closer to where you want to be. So I love that you said that. Ashley, I'm going to let you go now.
Being a Proverbs 30 woman, I'm going to say this. It starts with the fear of God. And fear as in, it's not as scared, but it's showing reverence to God. So that's first and foremost. The Proverbs 30 woman, she's hardworking, she's encouraging, she cares for not only her family, but for others. And she's very practical, she handles her money well. And for any woman that is coming in to Christ, that wants to give their lives to Christ, I'm going to tell you this. Like Miss Ty said, you don't have to be perfect. I hear so many women said, when I get my life together, that's when I'll go to God. I'm going to tell you something. God will take you as you are. Thank you, Lord. He will take you as you are. And also, when you have a relationship with Christ, it doesn't need to be like your mom's relationship with him or your grandmother's relationship with him, but you need to have your own relationship with Christ. You need to figure out who he is to you, because he goes by so many names. He's a provider. He's a savior. He's a protector. He's a best friend. He's the lover of our souls. He's a way maker. And for me, he is my heavenly father. Okay. My father, he hasn't been in my life. Okay. My mother and my father separated at the, when I was 4 years old. So when my father wasn't there, my heavenly father has always been here. Now, and now that I look back at that, my heavenly father has been to every recital, been to every graduation, been to prom with me. He's been there when my daughter was born. So you have to figure out who God is to you. That is important. And then once God comes into your life, that transformation that he is making, you're not going to talk the same. You're not going to walk the same. You're going to do things and be the thing that God has called you. Because I'm going to tell you another thing. God, you don't have to settle below your means with him. Everything that he gives you, everything that he blesses you, he will give you his best. Okay, he will give you his best. And as daughters of God, we need to give him our best. So I'm thankful for the relationship that I have for him. So yes, please, ladies, do not wait to get it together. Give him your lives now. Give him your souls now. Because I tell you, it's a beautiful thing. You'll learn to see yourself differently. You'll learn to love yourself differently. You'll learn that not every man that comes into your life is for you. Yeah, because God will let you know, no, that's not the man I have for you. That's not the job I have for you. That's not the friends I have for you. He will let you know what is for you and what is not for you. So I'm telling you, he's an awesome God. He is an awesome God. And without him, ladies, we could not make it without him. We could not. We are alive today. He has allowed to see thank you, Lord. He has allowed us to see another morning. A lot of people did not wake up this morning. So at this time, just give him thanks, give him praises, and just be like, you know what, God, I love you. You know, you bless me with the things that I need, but I just want to say, I love you. I can't be without you. So that's what I think a Proverbs 31 woman is.
I love that you said that. The key point that I love was when you said, your relationship is not going to look like your mother's relationship or anybody else's relationship. And again, that's where that pressure comes in, because if you had one of those praying grandmothers and, you know, she had a Bible and it was colorful with the highlighters and, you know, she's singing spirituals and then hymnals and all that stuff, you know, you have to meet God where you are. I should say, he meets you where you are and you level up as you grow with him and in him. So I love that you said that. Ty, if you want to add to that, you can.
And for that, I do. I really respect and honor what you said, because with us as women, we fall short in a way of trying to mimic ourselves after the things that we've seen. And for the most part, being a younger woman, it is almost inevitable that you're going to follow the example that you see. Not until you really understand what it truly is to be yourself as a woman, then you're going to follow things. I, at a young age, was in a cut-up mindset. All I ever seen is women and men fight. disrespect. And the woman usually was the one that was more disrespectful. So as a younger woman in my younger, like early, late teens, early 20s, I had my kids, my first two kids pretty young. And I was mimicking the behavior that I seen from the women around me. So at this time, I was into the system. So it wasn't my family, my actual biological family, but it was my foster family that I seen so much disrespect and turmoil in the women and men. It was just a disrespectful way of living. So when I got older, I started mimicking the same behavior, not understanding I'm not even a woman that likes to disrespect a man, because at the time, I was not who I was, didn't understand me. So I was mimicking behaviors. So like when you spoke about us being women and realizing what our walk is and what our relationship with him is, that is so pivotal, because what we have with him and what our mothers have with them or our grandmothers have with them, it won't look the same. So if you're chasing after something that looks the same as what somebody else has, then you're going the wrong way. Once you start to realize who you are, then and only then will it make sense to you to understand that your walk is your own. Your path is your own. What your grandmother experienced, what your family experienced, will not be your path. Some things that you may experience that they may, you know, may have experienced, but for the most part, all of our experiences are based off of our own lives. That's why we're individually and we're wonderfully made in him, the way in his own image individually. And it's nobody like you, right? There's nobody like me. And I think that is so very important to know that. Also, something that you said that was so amazing, because I get a lot of women lately in my life, family and friends alike, and people that I just meet, I'm going to get it right. Once I get it right, then I'll have the relationship. Then I'll get to church. Not understanding that, first of all, when it comes to church, church is the healing grounds. So how can you be healed unless you're in the place where the healing takes place? So for people, I know that it's a stigma, and it really is the enemy that is encamped in our minds to have us believe that we're going to be able to get it right out here before we get there. If you already have it right, then what do you need him for if you're able to get it right on your own? So I wanted to say that that was an amazing point, because that's something I've had to speak to different women about. And it's so unfortunate that if your mind is not there, it's almost like what you're saying doesn't make sense for somebody that's not there. So it's not for us to bash and to press them to understand. In due season, in their time, they'll get it. But I've been dealing with that so much lately. And I was just speaking to my pastor about that. I said, wow, to think that we have the ability, right, to get it right by ourselves is already a messed up way of thinking, because we can't get it right without the get it right maker. He made it right. So without him, how are we gonna be right without him? So that was amazing. That was amazing.
Yeah, I love that. I love that she said that, because that was one of the things that I struggled with, you know, again, with the whole perfection and then the comparison of it all. So I love that you guys both tapped into both of those, because I really want people, especially women, to understand that it does not take all that. You know what I mean? That's a person's, that's their thing. If they want to wear their skirt all the way down to their ankles, that's their thing. You have to just be you, because God walked among them. He didn't walk among a specific group of people, or as they say, he has no respect of person. So he will embrace you as you are, for who you are, because of who he is. And I love that you ladies have said that. That's also too with a relationship. You know, a lot of the times people feel like, oh, I got to get this a certain way before I do this, or whatever the case may be. If you guys are growing and glowing together, then you can achieve whatever you need to achieve as long as you do it together. You don't have to wait for a specific moment, because you don't know if that moment will ever come. But if the person is riding with you where you are, just like God, sky's the limit. Next question I have for you ladies. What are some misconceptions about womanhood that you would like to address? Maybe like a stereotype, something you perceived when you were younger, and then when you got to your age, you was like, oh, no, that's not true. Or this is, I could do this another way. Do you guys have any examples of that? Either one.
Okay, so for me, I think that Black women are loud. So for me, I want to take it from like a generational standpoint, and in a colorism standpoint. Black women are loud. Black women are ghetto. Black women, all they do is disrespect Black men. And I want to say at a younger age, honestly, is what I experienced. So for me, I had to get old enough and I had to start learning who I was as a woman, right? And then as a woman in Christ to realize the things that I was doing and the behavior that I was putting out there wasn't who I was. I'm not a woman that's disrespectful. I'm not a woman that's loud and belligerent. And I'm not a woman that believes in disrespecting a Black man. I'm not a woman that believes in disrespecting any man, but especially not a Black man. And I think that that's a stereotype that I grew up with. And I think that's a stereotype that's still today that's going around, that we are, you know, pretty much low at the totem pole, let the world state. Black men will jump hurdles over us to go into relationships with other women for whatever reasons that they feel that they need to. But I think a lot of it is biased. I think a lot of it is based off of what we hear. And unfortunately, sometimes some of it is based off of what men have seen in their own households. Maybe they've seen their mother be a certain way. And I hate that, because if a woman made a mistake in front of you, that doesn't define who she is. Because if she got upset and you may have yelled or may have been a certain way to be defined to maybe a feeling or emotion at that time. But we've been defined to feelings and emotions because, I mean, when you're going through something, I mean, it's a natural thing sometimes to get loud. It's a natural thing sometimes to feel a ways and to express yourself in a certain manner, right? As to where we're looked upon in such a way. And I can honestly say, as a woman of Christ, even in my earlier walk, I started to realize who I was. So I had to change the trajectory of the way that I was presenting myself, because I wasn't those things. I was mimicking behavior that I seen. And I think that happens a lot in our community. It's a lot of mimic behavior, especially being a younger woman or even a younger man. We are full of what we know based off where we came from until we learn ourselves. Like, you're only mimicking what you know until you start to know who you truly are. And then, and only then, are you able to start walking in your life and your individuality in the right manner based off your own experience. Well, from the jump, we're moving and basing our lives off of the experience that we've seen around us. Like grandmothers, mothers, fathers, you know, some of us had mothers that were disrespectful. Some of us that had fathers were disrespectful. And we've seen ourselves a certain way based off what people had said. Even being a heavier set woman today, it's a stigma. And even being a heavier set woman I've heard somebody even say, we pay what we weigh. You look a big woman, she gonna pay, she gonna take care of you, she gonna feed you. And they don't see us as equal. So being a Black woman is one thing, but then being a heavy set Black woman is a whole nother thing, because they look at us, if you see you with a man, they're wondering what you're doing for the man or how are you with the man, because you have a man. And it's so unfortunate, but to me, it's the worst in our community. You hear more negativity in our own community against us. So although there's negativity and there's hate in other cultures towards African-American women, we're more hateful in that manner to ourselves. I was at a gathering, I want to say, earlier this year for my cousin's birthday. And there was this pretty tall, dark-skinned Black woman, beautiful, beautiful. And I'm a woman that can appreciate something about every woman, every Black woman especially. I can appreciate a Black woman because I understand where we come from. So when I look at a Black woman, I just love the Black woman. That's just period, point blank. Well, this beautiful tall sister had some pictures that she was showing in her phone. I'll never forget. And there was a picture of this handsome guy. And then I'm hearing conversation and I'm not really knowing what's going on. So I get a chance to see the picture. They show the phone. Well, this beautiful, handsome Black king was raving and gushing over a beautiful Black full figure plus size woman. And she stood there and she said, I'm sitting here looking like this. And this is what he wants. And of course, naturally, the crazy thing with me is with my weight, I went through a phase where I did not gain any weight through over the years, having kids and different things happening in life. Didn't see myself as heavy. Like, I didn't realize I was bigger until I realized I was bigger, if that makes sense. But nevertheless, I look at myself, and I've always prided myself on being a beautiful woman because God made me in his image. good, bad, or indifferent, we're beautiful, right? So it didn't make me, it didn't hurt me, but it hurt me for our people as a whole, for Black women, and then just being a plus size woman, because although it didn't trigger me in a negative way to want to retaliate or to go back and forth with her, it just made me feel like, wow, we go through so much already, right? We're criticized so much by so many different people, but to have another sister speak negative about another sister because of her size and to say, well, look at me, and I'm sitting here single, and this woman is married. Now, I'm a married woman, and I'm a woman of a certain size. So even though you weren't directing it to me, I could have took it in a negative manner towards myself as well, because I'm a beautiful woman, a beautiful plus size woman that has a husband and a very nice looking husband as well. And it's just unfortunate that in our community, we tear each other down like that. So saying that to say, it is amazing being in spaces like this, where we can have these full faces and these full bodies and to feel comfortable about ourselves. Because at one time I started to feel uncomfortable about me. I let society and people around me make me feel a ways about me because of what they said, what is supposed to be. And I had to turn around to realize, first of all, hold on, who do you belong to? Who is your father? Who is your father? My father in heaven made me in his image. So who am I not to like who I am? Do we want to fix things? Absolutely, of course. But we were made in his image. So I had to check myself and really learn how to re-love myself in the skin that I'm in, because it's not skin that I was always used to. So I just want to say all that to say, those are the stigmatisms that I have noticed when it comes to us as Black women, us as women in this community, and even somewhat, even Christian women. So let me get it together. Even in the churches, you know, it's not, people think because you're in church or you have a relationship with God that people are perfect. Nobody is perfect. We're all yet trying to get there. We will not arrive until we get in heaven. So we're going to always and forever fall short of the goodness of God. But to look at another brother or another sister and deem them based off of the size, it's absolutely ridiculous. But that is something that I've definitely seen. And it's just, it's super unfortunate.
Lady A.
Ooh, that was good. That was good. Yep, ma'am. I'm going to, you know, I am a fluffy female. Yes, I like to use the word fluffy. I am. And I too was dealing with my body size, and I was just like, you know, I wish I was this, I wish I was that. Now I got to an age where I'm like, okay, I am fluffy, I am fabulous, I am beautiful, because like Ms. Ty said, we are made in God's image. So us trying to, you know, we try to fix, you know, we cut off this and we cut off that, and that's like saying, okay, if you're doing it in a vain way, let me say that, you're doing it in a vain way, you're talking about, oh, I need to get this done, I need to get that done. Well, you telling God, okay, God, you didn't do a good job on me. And we know that God does not make mistakes. Everything that he created is perfect. Everything that he created, he said it was good. So, you know, I look at our plus size females and I love it. I love it. I do. But there are some, there are some plus size females that kind of take it overboard where they're showing everything. And sometimes I have to say, ladies, everything is not meant to be shown all at one time. You don't need to show your breasts. You don't need to show your hips. You don't need to show all of that. That is meant for your husband that God has for you. And so that's one misconception. And then I want to talk to the single mothers. That's another one. You know, I had my daughter at the age of 20, and so many times I have heard people say, well, you know, you wrong. You know that God doesn't like that. You know, you had sex out of wedlock. And so I'm going to say this. God still loves you. God still loves you. All you need to do is ask for forgiveness. I hear so many people just banging on single mothers, just telling them, you're not worth it. You can't do this. You can't do that. What kind of person would sit there and have sex out of wedlock? Like Miss Ty said, we're not perfect. We are not perfect. So when I had my daughter, at the age of 20, what I did was I gave her back to God. I gave my child back to God. And it even tells it in 1 Samuel about Hannah giving her child back to God. So ladies, it is important to all my single mothers out there, I'm gonna let you know, you're not by yourself. You are not by yourself. Again, give your life to Christ. Is it hard being a single mother? Absolutely. It is. It's hard. Because you got to do this and you got to do that. And you got to make sure your child is good. You got to make sure yourself is good. You got to make sure your house is okay. Give your life to Christ. Because I'm telling you, when you give your life to Christ, God is with you through it all. People wonder and they wonder, Ashley, how do you take care of your child? How do you pay your bills? How do you do Lady A? How do you have your life? How do you do this and you not going crazy? My Heavenly Father, it's Him. He touches my mind. He helps me out. He gives me the strength that I need to go on. So regardless what people say, regardless of how they feel about me, I always focus on Him. So ladies, whether you are fluffy or whether you are a single mother, have that relationship with Him. Have that relationship with God. And I used to, here's another misconception. I used to think, like Miss Ty said, I used to think that because I was big, you know, I had to, how can I put this? I had to be kept a secret. I had to be kept a secret. You know, the guys that I used to date, they were like, you know, I can't mess with you in public, but I can mess with you in private. So I used to just settle for that. I'm like, okay, well, he loves me, so that's why he's keeping me a secret. Absolutely not. Now, this lady right here, oh no. If you can love me in private, you can love me in public. I am not a roach. Do you understand me? I am not a roach. I am meant to be seen. Do you understand me? We stand out, ladies. We stand out. So if you are dating a person that is ashamed of you, you need to get rid of that bozo. You understand me? Get rid of him now because he cannot handle you. He cannot handle your value. He cannot handle your worth. He cannot handle your purpose. What I can say about the gentleman that I am dating, he loves me and he is not ashamed to say that he loves me. Okay. He's not ashamed to say that he loves me. And I love it. And he is a man of God. That is important too, to have a man of God. I used to think men of God was boring. I used to think men of God was timid. Oh no. Oh no. I love my man of God. You hear me? I love my man of God. So when you are seeking after that, if you're wanting to be in a relationship, if you're wanting to be in a marriage, ask God, like, God, I want that man that you have for me. Because that man of God, he will add to you. He will not take away from you. He will not make you feel bad about yourself. He will not allow you to call yourself any kind of name, and he won't call you any kind of name either. You understand what I'm saying? He will love you. But before, and I know I'm all over the place, forgive me, but before you meet your, before you meet the man God has for you, you got to learn to love yourself. You got to learn to love yourself, because if you can't learn to love yourself, there's no way you can love anybody else. So I had to get that together. I'm like, okay, well, I got to learn, what do I love about me? Everything. Now, oh, I love my mind. I love my heart. I love the way I look. I love my curves. I love my dimples. Yeah, I got the stretch marks. I love those too. I love my fluff, my natural. I love the person that I am becoming. I love that I am outgoing. I love that I can motivate people. I love that I'm different. I don't have to be a part of the crowd. I can be different and be okay being different by myself. I don't need a man, right? I don't need a man. Yes, I'm already a queen with or without a man. So ladies, we got to realize that with or without a man, with or without a husband, with or without a best friend, you're going to be okay. As long as you got God and you seeking him, he will put the right people in your lives at the right time that will add to you, that will give you what you need, that will not sugarcoat it. They won't sugarcoat any information they give you. They will let you know, hey, you need to get this together. Get that together. Get yourself together. They will speak wisdom. They will pray for you and not pray, P-R-E-Y, against you. They will walk with you. If somebody is talking behind your back, they'd be like, hold on, you ain't going to be talking about my sister like that. You're not going to be doing that. Oh, no. That's why you got to pray over the people that are in your lives. Pray over your circle. Ask God to reveal their true intentions. Reveal the feelings they got for you. Because not everybody that's in your circle is for you. Not everybody in your circle is for you. So that's some of the things, the misconceptions, but also the wisdom that I have learned through the years. That's some of the things that I've learned, and I've loved it. I love it. Yeah, some of it, you know, when I had to get away from those people, it hurt. Oh, yeah, it hurt. But I'm telling you, what you lose, God will bless you with something better. He will bless you with something better. And the more that you follow him, the better it will be. The more that you follow him, the blessings will come. The favor will come. The miracles will come. The growth will come. The change will come. But you got to follow God. You got to follow. All these other small gods cannot do what my God can do. All these other small gods can't bless you like our God can bless you. I'm telling you, I am a witness. I am a witness I'm trying not to get emotional. Without God, without him, we're nothing. Without him, we're nothing. Do you understand? There's no depth. There's nothing. We're nothing without him. So trying to live your life without him, it won't work. It won't work. But I thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. God is a God that can do no wrong. God is a God that is he's just God by himself. And all we got to do is just follow him. That's all we got to do. So, yes, that's all I got to say.
Did you want to add to that, Ty? Here we go with the goosebumps again.
Yes. So I like to say that everything you said was absolutely amazing. And this is the platform. This is the time. This is absolutely what is needed. This was God ordained. I want to say that even when you say being in a position where you dealt with somebody before, people want to keep you a secret. I want to say to all women, first and foremost, we are the standouts, especially, first of all, a godly woman, big, small, tall, or indifferent. We are the standouts, not the stand-in. And that's something we need to understand for ourselves. When you are a woman of Christ, there is just certain things that you don't have to take. And that's something that we have to understand as women. We have to love ourselves. I'm a true believer that falling in love is an amazing thing. I'm a married woman, right? So it's a beautiful thing to fall in love with somebody else. But to fall in love with oneself based off what the Father has stated about you is what true love really is. In order to be able to love others, we have to know what it truly means to love ourselves. That's what it truly comes down to. Self-love is everything. And people think, oh, you're not supposed to love. No, you are most definitely supposed to love yourself and love what God has made. If there's things that we want to change, there's things that we want to do better within our lives, absolutely, positively, all of us. In Christ doesn't mean that we don't have things that we want to change or things that we want to do better. And those are stigmatisms as well that we have. People think that, you know, we tend to be perfect because we're in Christ, or you think you're perfect because you're in Christ. We're yet there. We're just like everybody else. We're no different. So I want to say to women that are trying to come into a relationship with Christ or desire to have a relationship, but think that because I'm not there yet or because I'm not perfect, none of us are perfect. None of us will be perfect. The blessing is the grace and mercy of God. The blessing is he'll love us no matter what we've done or where we came from. And the good thing about him is, like some people will, he don't speak behind our backs. Once he forgives you, he forgives you. And that's something that we need to understand as women. Women need to know that with God, all things are possible. And being in a relationship, that is the most important relationship that any of us can ever have, is that relationship with the Father God. He is the all be all. He is our Father. He is our mother. For some of us that hasn't had mothers, some of us that haven't had fathers or had relationships in the right way, he is the man. He's given us an example what a man should be to us, and also given us an example, as we talk about Proverbs 31 woman, of what we need to be to our man and to our family. So how blessed are we to have a guideline? He's given us a guideline, even though he didn't have to do that, because he gave his only begotten son. That was the guideline. But the fact of the matter was, even doing that, he still gave us the word of God to give us understanding of what we need to do and how we're able, how we can live. So it's like he's given us the blueprint of how to follow behind him. I mean, God is absolutely and positively amazing. And I'm just in a place of thankfulness that I know that God is going to bless some woman and even men from this particular platform, this podcast today, because what is being spoken is genuine, is from the heart, it's real. And you have to know that God will love you no matter what. That doesn't mean that you could just run around making mistakes and doing whatever you want to do. But when you make a mistake, understand that if you go to God with a clean heart and you ask for forgiveness, he will forgive you. Well, people won't forgive you. God will forgive you and have the ability to put you in heaven and hell when people don't. So when we're out here in this world and we're worried about what others think so much, and we're so busy worrying about what people feel about us, wonder what God think about you. Am I doing what I need to do on his behalf? Am I representing him in the right manner? Because at the end of the day, the one that has the heaven and hell to put you in is the one that matters over everybody. And that's just what I want to say when it comes to that. I totally agree with everything that my sister was saying. Lady A, you are absolutely amazing. You had me up over here in chills when you start calling out the Lord. I mean, when I tell you that this is amazing and this is a sisterhood that we need to get into position where we're building each other up and we're not pulling each other down, where we can pray one for another. I just want to say this. I had put what's on my heart last night. I'm in a prayer warriors group, and I'm an intercessor for my church. And God had put it on my heart to let the other women know, for 1 month, pick a lady and pray for that lady. You got to put it on your calendar. If you got to set it up in your phone. For 1 month, pray for another sister and just see what God will do. The problem is we're so against each other, especially again, and I'm not against any other community, but it's about our community, because we're dealing with a whole lot in the community, in this community, in the Christian community, in the God-fearing community, and in the Black community, in the women community. It's a lot going on. We have to know what it really means to war and pray on behalf of our sisters and really know what it truly means to love one to another, you know, to give love and really be who we say we are and truly show up for each other. This is amazing. I just want to say that this is amazing. And I thank you for having myself and Lady A on today. And I just thank God for what it is that he's going to do through this podcast. Because I know that this is the first time around for us, but I know this is going to be the last.
Absolutely not. Well, we're definitely going to do this again. Before we wrap up, I want you ladies, because each one of you are in different stages. Ty, you are married. Lady A, you are preparing to get married. We're going to speak that into existence, okay? So I want you to give the women, lastly, sisterly advice. As a married woman, Ty, what have you done in preparation for that? And then Lady A, what you are currently doing to prepare you for that? And then you can finish when you finish that. You can tell the people where to find you. And then we'll end it off that way. So I'll start off with Ty, and then we'll end it with Lady A.
Okay, so what I like to say to you guys is, first and foremost, being a wife, I've been a wife for over 7 years, but I believe that what we are is who we always should be. I was a wife before I was a wife. So now I walk in being a wife. And in being a wife, you never prepare for everything that you're going to experience. You never prepare for everything that you're going to go through. And what I want to say for anybody that's aspiring to be a wife, that desires to be a wife, something that I had a hard time doing in the beginning, thought I knew myself completely, thought I had it all together, and then got married and realized that there are some things that I still needed to understand about myself. There are some things that I still needed to do when it came to myself. I urge you to find the time to have a relationship with Christ first. Understand who you are and whose you are before you desire to be married. And even if you just, it's okay to desire it beforehand, but before you do it, understand who you are and be whole, because we'll come in situations a lot of the times half whole, and we're expecting our spouses to fill the voids that we may have in our lives, maybe not having a father the right way or not having a mother, or even sometimes bringing our past experiences into the relationship. Understand that no marriage is perfect. Understand that the word of God states when you get married, when the vows are for better or for worse, and there's some situations that are too bad, you have to get on about your business, and that's understandable. But understand that you need to understand what the word of God says about marriage. Understand what the word of God means when he speaks about marriage. Take the time out to read his word on marriage, because at the time when I got married, I was in my word, but I wasn't in my word the way that I needed to. So there's some things that I did not know. And that's okay if you don't. But if you have the opportunity to find out what you need to know about being a wife and what it means to be married under God's law and what God sees fit as marriage, due to the fact that if you're in a relationship with the Father, you want to do the things in decent and order the way that he says for us to do it. Get into your word. And even you can get these apps now, the Bible apps that you can pull up in your phone. We have a lot of different Bibles with new translation now. There's Bibles that literally are study Bibles that literally give you questions and things. Get into your word. Find books that are biblical and scripture books that you can find that will help you in those areas. Even get a mentor, a woman that you know that is in the walk with God, that has the right kind of relationship with her husband. She could even be a widow, but she has had a good standing relationship with her husband, and she can tell you things on how to maneuver in this walk, because being a wife is not an easy walk, but being a wife is not a hard walk, but all of it has to do with Christ. I sometimes don't understand why people get married. They don't believe in God, and they have a lot of things to say negative about God, but they don't get married, not understanding that marriage is made under God's pretense. Marriage is a God thing. God was married to the backslider. God is married to the church. So people don't realize that the marriage thing came, God ordained and made marriage. So that's a whole nother thing. But for those, again, that desire to be married, I urge you to find the time. If you desire, this is what you want, get you a Bible. whatever version you feel like you're more comfortable with. But before you ever read your word, make sure that you pray and ask God to give you guidance and understanding and reading his word so that the enemy won't be able to trip you up in any particular manner. And then get into his word and understand what he says about you. Understand what he says about you and about the spouse that you desire to have. Ask God for what it is that you desire in your mate. But the way you will be able to really ask God in the right manner for what you desire in your mate is to read the word and understand what we should be individually and what we should be collectively, and to understand what marriage truly is. Again, marriage is an absolutely beautiful, God-ordained thing. But in order for it to work out, you can't have you, him, or you and her. You have to have you, him, her, and God. It is a trio, not a duo. So what I want to say to you is, God bless each and every day. And if you guys desire to follow me in any kind of capacity, you guys can find me on Facebook at Ty Washington. You can find me on Facebook at Ty's Kitchen, because I have a catering company if you're looking for some catering in California. You can also find me on Instagram at speak_motivationalty. And the motivational TY is all one word. It's speak_motivationalty. And then I'm also on YouTube at Talk Around Town with Ty. You can find me on various platforms, any platforms that actually do podcasts. I'm on all platforms, Spotify podcasts. I just want to thank you for the opportunity, sis, for allowing me to be here. And I just want to say God bless you guys and God keep you guys until the next appointed time.
Marriage is a trio, not a duo. That right there is a word. Like, I love it. I love it. Okay, Lady A, you up next, Queen.
All right. First and foremost, I just want to thank God for this opportunity. I want to thank Sierra for allowing me to just be on this panel. To Miss Ty, oh my goodness, this woman of God is, both women of God are awesome. Miss Ty, I send nothing but love to you. Uncommon favor, uncommon blessings, uncommon miracles to you, Queen. So for the ladies that are dating, for the ladies that are single and that want to start dating, and of course, getting prepared for marriage, what I am learning at this point is, first and foremost, you have to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Okay. Romans 10:9-10 says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God, and I'm paraphrasing too, so y'all can look at this, that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus died for our sins and he took the sins on the cross for us, and that God rose him up on that third appointed day, you are saved. So a relationship with Christ, ladies, it is so important. Fellas, it is so important, because this is for you as well. Then also, you need to have God not only in not only when you're dating and you're married, but if you are friendships, partnerships, that is important. Okay. I pray to God, you know, while I was single, and I said, God, I not only do I want you in the courtship and the marriage and engagement, but I want this in our friendship too. I want you in our friendship. I want you in our courtship. I want you in our engagement, and I want you in our marriage. Those things are important. Okay. God, to have God in every one of those things, God will point out things that you need to work on. God will get you together. God will be like, okay, if this person is not for you, I will let you know. And definitely he will let you know. Another thing that I am doing is, like Miss Ty says, get into your word. See what God says about dating. See what God says about marriage. See what God says about singleness. Yes, because singleness, it is important. Devotionals, women groups, men groups, that is important. When you have people that are on the same mindset as you, that is important. The word says where two or three are gathered, there he will be. So you need some people that are like-minded to speak life over you, to help you, to not sugarcoat the truth to you. Another thing that I am doing is working on me through him, working on me through him. Right now I am in school, college right now, getting ready to graduate my associates. Thank you, Lord. So working on you while you are single, while you're dating, continue to work on you, continue to work on goals that you have. Get yourself together, ladies. So that is important. Where you can find me is on Facebook, Ashley Hagen. I have my Facebook Live, Lady A Motivation, on Friday nights at 8:30 Central Standard Time and 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. So I am looking forward to seeing all the beautiful faces. Syria, again, thank you, thank you, thank you, Miss Ty. God bless you. So.
Yes,
I'm just excited.
So you guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode just as much as I did. And I know you love these ladies, but not as much as me. But as always, I want you guys to remember you are graced and gifted for a time such as this. You have purpose in this world and you have been created to do great and amazing things. So until next time, you guys.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode and don't forget to leave a review. You can follow Shira on all major platforms and on YouTube at ShiraRenee510. Until next time, spread love, show grace, and shine bright.